This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. That is Yes 94.9 for this week, because of course it's the week with the anniversary of the Yes vote. But we're not talking about that right now, because I don't know if any of you know, but tonight is the launch of the guide of the Midsummer Festival, Melbourne's Queer Arts and Culture Festival, which I personally love so very much. And joining me is the program manager. Did I get that right?
Correct, Amundo.
Oh, yay. Joining me is the program manager, Daniel Santangeli.
Exactly right.
Hello, hello. Now, this is a pretty exciting night for you, because the guide goes live tonight. After all of this work that you guys have been doing in regard to the festival, we can finally start letting everyone know so much that's happening. Now, I happen to be lucky enough to have a little copy of the guide in front of me.
Hot off the press.
And it really is absolutely gorgeous. This is something that some of you will remember last year, which Midsummer Festival did. The cover of the guide had members of our community, and I think it was non-binary and people of colour in last year's, which was absolutely wonderful. And this year they've gone with that same kind of style and approach again. And I personally just love, can I just say, seeing the faces of our community on the guide. I think it's really lovely.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And I think the this one, you know, it's a photo, it's a photographic series that we did. And then Matt O'Lucas, who's a local visual artist, then did a kind of artistic intervention into the photograph. So basically what it means is that he's
that
kind
sounds
of,
extreme.
It does, doesn't it? It's kind of basically, it means he's kind of like painted and scribbled all over the photographs. And to be honest, it has this amazing kind of like champagne-y, summery.
Yeah, it really brings it to life in this really beautiful way. And that's what you want when you're wanting, you put your guide out, you want to see the colour of the festival, you want to see the vibrance of our community, which we certainly do in this, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, I don't know if you're living under a rock, you may or may not know, Midsummer is Melbourne's Queer Arts and Culture Festival, which takes place over 3 weeks in January and February. And good on you guys for getting the guide out this early so that we can start letting everyone know before the Christmas season hits, you know, what's happening and what people can start preparing for.
Yeah, so it's a huge festival. So we have about 165 events, wow, plus some. Happens across 75 venues across Melbourne and surrounding suburbs, and it takes place over 23 days. So last festival was 22 days, and there was actually so much in the festival.
You're just that creeping we had extra to, days yeah, we had on.
To, had to add a little bit more to it. And yeah, and it really is, it's, you know, it's the queer festival for summer as well. So there's everything from performances to visual art through to parties. So
it is the perfect way, I've got to say, to kick off my year. I absolutely love it. I mean, everyone knows 9 out of 10 times I'm all over the festival, whether it's taking photos or performing in something or just having an absolutely wonderful time. And it's really exciting just even having a glance through this guide. There's a huge collection of just queer art and colour and lots of different talking points, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, it's a huge amount in the program. And I think, you know, we have our two signature events return. So we have Midsummer Carnival on Sunday, the 20th of January, which is on the opening weekend. We have Midsummer Pride March, which happens in the middle of the festival. But then we're introducing a new project for this festival, which is a one-off for this festival called Body. And that's a project that we are holding at Arts House, as well as primarily happens at Arts House, but also we have a couple of other events attached to it at Arts Centre and also Incinerator Gallery.
So this is a Midsummer major project, and it's amplifying the voices of the trans and gender diverse and intersex communities.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it's funny that, you know, today we're celebrating the Yes vote. But I think what is really important, and what Midsummer has been having lots of different conversations with lots of different queer communities. And what we've found is that we still have such a long way to go in terms of the road to equality. And the next fight, or the fight that is currently being fought, is around recognising the rights, both social and political and legal rights, for people that are trans, gender diverse and intersex as well.
I think it's just wonderful that you've made this conscious effort, all of you within the festival, to create this space for this culture and this art and this attention to occur. I think it's absolutely fantastic, because I guess, as you know, a gay cisgendered man, I get the lion's share of the easiness 9 out of 10 times. Do you know what I mean? Especially one that does drag. So there's just easy ticking of boxes. But it's so great that you've created this avenue and this space to be able to just say to everyone, this is happening. It's a major part of Mid Festival. Have a look at this. And it's so great because it makes it so much more accessible for us who are not a part of these communities to learn and to enjoy and to really pay respect to the communities that we are a part of but sometimes forget.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's amazing about BODY is that it's a whole suite of different events and projects, primarily taking place at Arts House over 3 days. And really profiles the voices of trans, gender diverse and intersex artists. And one of the projects as part of BODY that I'm really excited about is a performance called MDLSX or Middlesex.
I was trying to figure out, oh my God, that's how you pronounce it. Yeah. I was literally looking at going, I'm not going to try.
Well, it's an Italian company, so they pronounce it quite differently as well because they pronounce each letter in Italian as well, which sounds a bit different. But anyway, MDLSX or Middlesex is by Motus, which is an Italian company. And the lead performer in it is Silvia Calderoni. And Silvia is a person that's intersex. And we're incredibly proud to be bringing this artist over. One, because, we often don't hear from people that are intersex in terms of in terms of mainstream culture or even within queer cultures. Mm. And to have a leading international artist coming to Midsummer Festival to present this work is really exciting.
How exciting as well to think that the festival is about, more than just our artists and exposing everyone to our queer art and culture that exists right here in Australia. The fact that you guys have been able to create that space is really awesome.
Yeah. And I think, we've also bringing over an intersex artist who's also an intersex advocate as well from New Zealand as part of BODY as well, who's going to be creating an immersive installation, but also speaking on some panels as well. And then we've also got another intersex artist that's coming over from Queensland as well.
That's so good. And hopefully that'll give a lot more local intersex artists the confidence to maybe step into focusing on their art in a different way to be able to be major features in future years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of this project is around BODY as well, is that what we hope is that by Midsummer investing in and profiling these artists, that what happens then is that they then, part of it is confidence building for those artists, but also for Midsummer to say, actually we need to hear from these artists and we can't have a Midsummer in the future where we don't hear from these artists.
Absolutely right. It's been one of the exciting things of normally Midsummer has been primarily an open access festival and it's still a really large part of it, but it's great to be able to see this stream of queer art and culture that is being programmed by the festival to be able to really delve into many areas. Like last year it was absolutely fantastic being able to hear a lot more from trans community in regards to conversations or things like that, so this is just another great step that way.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think a really good example of some of the work that Midsummer's been doing is another project that's part of BODY, which is called Third Nature. This is a dance work by Raina Peterson. Raina was part of Futures, which is our mentoring program that we started last year. And mm-hmm. Raina was part of the inaugural Futures round. And this is a new major work from Raina, which they worked on throughout their mentorship and now are presenting as part of BODY at Arts House. And this is a really incredible work. It's Raina and their collaborator, Govan Pillay. And they're both traditional Indian dancers, so they're like actually acclaimed traditional Indian dancers that are highly sought after. But then they also have this other practices, which is around creating contemporary Indian dance. And the whole premise of Third Nature is imagining South Asia as though it was never colonized, and as though there were colonial sanctions on gender or sexuality. So it's this kind of like incredibly opulent, sexy dance work that they've created.
That's so exciting. And it's great to be able to see Midsummer Futures, all of those artists who have been a part of it, being able to put work into the festival now.
Yeah. And, that was kind of one of the reasons why we created Futures as well, was to kind of equip artists to be able to produce work and create new work and kind of bring new excitement into Midsummer Festival. And it's amazing that it's worked as well. And also so quickly, I kind of imagined that it would take a decade that we would then see those artists bring work in. But to see it happen almost instantly
is so
really exciting.
Mm. It's really, really exciting. Just having a look at this guide, there's so much going on. I'm just looking at the Midsummer Presents section, which has quite a lot here. There's of course the Australia Post Art Prize, which has been going for quite a few years now, which is absolutely wonderful. And Queer Techno Queertech.io.
Yeah, so Queertech.io is returning along with the
not
Midsummer
Techno. Techno, you know,
but actually,
I got carried away.
I think we should have a party for Queertech.io and call it Queertech.
That would be really exciting. Amazing. Why not?
But alas, the program has gone to print, and yes. I can't come up with any new ideas.
We can deal with that for 2020.
Yeah, 2020 idea. The Midsummer in Australia Post Art Prize is returning, the prize pool for that has now increased above 10K, which is really exciting for those artists that are submitting work as part of that. And we'll be announcing the finalists for the art prize in mid-December. But actually, the call out for artists is still open for
the art prize. It's still open right now?
Yeah, so that closes on November the 23rd. So if you're a visual artist and you would like to enter the Midsummer in Australia Post Art Prize and be eligible for a prize pool of over $10,000, submit into the art prize.
Yeah, we'll put the details up on social media to remind everyone because there is still time.
Yeah, absolutely. And also just head to midsummer.org.au and you can find everything that's as part of the program on our website.
Now, this is one I'm very excited for. It's the Consent Festival.
Yeah, so Consent Festival is the reason why we had to add an extra day to the festival. So it takes place on the day before
the
Saturday, the 19th of January. It's a one-day special event and it's a collaboration between Midsummer Festival and Melbourne Spiegeltent. And it's all around the theme of consent and what consent means for queer communities. So, I mean, as listeners would be well aware, you know, we've obviously had the notion of consent really become a main part of our kind of cultural discourse in society at the moment, particularly around Me Too. And also, I mean, it feels like daily there's something in the news around around an allegation around some sort of abuse in some kind of way that revolves around the theme of consent. So we felt as Midsummer, it was really important that we put that topic front and center. And we feel that for this year, before we can have kind of what I've been saying is that before we can have fun at the festival, we kind of need to talk about consent.
I think that's fantastic.
So this is a one-day series of events. There's forums and workshops and discussions. There's also performances, all exploring areas of consent that apply to different queer communities. So we're exploring it in terms of like how it affects you in a relationship, what consent can mean in the workplace, what it can mean in the arts, which is particularly important considering everything that's happening around Jeffrey Rush at the moment as well. And then the whole day concludes with a cabaret party, which will be hosted by the Fringe Wives Club as well, who are an amazing trio of cabaret artists that will be hosting that night.
Look, this is so exciting. We've just been gabbing on this so much. I am and the guide does come out tonight, everyone. So Midsummer launch is happening tonight. This is all really exciting, and we do have to, you know, get you going because you have to actually get there to be a part of it.
We have
literally just begun to scratch the surface. We haven't even started when we're looking at what's going on with Midsummer this year. So what I would... Oh, there's more. The Howler is a part of it as a mini hub. There's so much more going on in regards to spaces. It's a really exciting program, even just slightly flicking through it. So what I'm going to say to everyone out there who's listening and excited for Midsummer, tonight the Midsummer Festival officially launches. So from tonight, you'll be able to head to the Midsummer website, midsummer.org.
Correct, .org.au.
Oh, .au, damn it. I was so close. It's in my predictive typing, so I never remember it. But you'll be able to head to the Midsummer website at midsummer.org.au and you'll be able to see everything that's going on because there is going to be a lot. Every single year, the festival just gets bigger. There's so much more involvement and there's so much more excitement. We here on Mad Wednesday are going to be taking every opportunity to highlight as much as we can between now and the end of the festival. So we're going to be talking about it each and every week. Daniel, thank you for taking the time to even come in to talk to us. Is there anything more you want to let everyone know about Midsummer?
I have one thing that I'd like to let everyone know about, which is after the program launches at 8 p.m. tonight, we have an early bird ticket offer. So you can jump onto our website and get 15% off tickets across a whole range of the events that are part
that
of the festival.
Is that just for tonight?
That will expire on the 29th of November.
Oh, that is
brilliant.
So you've
only got a couple of weeks.
That is fantastic because let's face it, what better Christmas presents to be able to give to people than tickets to see shows as a part of Midsummer?
I would love that.
As an artist that puts shows in a part of Midsummer, the majority of people always get their tickets on the day and it's a little bit infuriating. So why not get in early, get yourself some Christmas presents and go and experience some queer art and culture. Daniel, thank you for taking your time to come and join us today I'll let you get off to the Midsummer launch, which is happening tonight. So from 8 o'clock tonight, head to midsummer.org.au and check out the website. Or from tomorrow, all this weekend, you're going to be seeing these beautiful, colourful Midsummer Festival guides in queer spaces and places all over Melbourne. So why don't you grab it, have a look, and be a part of Melbourne's queer art and culture. Thank you for joining us. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy. It's Yes 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.